Hey, it's Carol Tice here, and I'm here to predict what you are going to make from freelance writing this year. You may think this is so nuts. How can she know? But I'm going to show you how I know, and then you will know too. And you'll be able to forecast your income early in the year and know what's going on. This is something I learned as a business reporter, and when I launched my freelance writing business, I got a little obsessed with it. And it has to do with thinking of your writing income in terms of quarters of the year. So you may know that the first quarter just ended, January, February, March, it's done. So what I want you to do is look up what you have taken in, how much income has come in the door in those 3 months, January, February, March. Add that up. You can pause this while you go look it up and then press start again if you want. And I'll wait. La 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 la. No, now I'm back. And what I want you to do is take that first quarter number that you've added up, those 3 months of income, and now multiply it by four because there's four quarters in this year. So if you booked $10,000 of income in that first quarter, you are likely going to make $40,000 this year from writing. If you billed $2,000 in the first 3 months, you're probably not going to crack 10 grand for the year. That only projects to 8,000. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, but wait, I mean, the first couple months of the year were really slow for me. I didn't do a lot of marketing in December, and then January was really dead, and the rest of the year is going to be all different. That number is not indicative of what my annual figure is going to be. Well, if you're having that conversation with yourself, I just want to say that I don't believe you. Because my experience is that unless you do something radically different than you've been doing, you are likely to make about four times what you made the first quarter by the end of the year. You'll have other time periods where you won't do marketing and you'll have other droughts, and it's really a pretty accurate forecasting indicator, in my experience, if you just take that first quarter and multiply by four. So that's the first step of this process, is to just forecast your income based on what you have earned so far. Now that you've done that, it's time to evaluate that number. What do you think of that figure? Does that figure make you thrilled? You're like, yeah, I'm cracking six figures this year. Ooh. Or maybe, your whole goal is to make 20 for the year, and your figures show that that's probably what's going to happen. You build 5 grand in the first quarter, you're going to make 20 this year, you've got good, steady clients, and you're happy. But if you're not happy with that projected figure, it's time to really think about that and sort of maybe get out of your denial a little bit that this situation is going to magically change for the better dramatically without you changing what you're doing with your time. So if that number kind of terrified you and you thought, oh my God, I have to make so much more than that, now I see how behind I am. Then it's time to plan for change. If you don't like what your projected number is, it's time to figure out how you are going to change the outcome. And generally, that's going to involve you doing something different than you're doing now. Because, as you may know, objects in motion in one direction at one speed tend to continue at that speed, in that direction, unless you do something that really changes your whole paradigm, nothing's going to be much different than it is. So, if you're not earning a lot, it's time to take a look at why that is. If you're not earning what you want, It's time to say, what could I change that would make this go better? And most often when I have that conversation with writers and say, well, what are you doing with your marketing now? So I know what we could add or optimize. I just very often get the response, I just don't really do any regular marketing. I just kind of live off whoever calls me and whatever little one-off jobs come in the door. So if that keeps being your basic operating mode, income's probably not going to change because you know who you know and your network is sending you the kind of clients it's sending you. So for things to end up way better than that, you're going to have to add a commitment to regular marketing of some kind. Or maybe you've been doing a lot of marketing and it's not getting a lot of results. I recently just spoke to someone who said they had sent 800 pitch letters and not gotten any, I think they got one client. So maybe you need to learn more about how you're doing marketing and learn how to do it better, or maybe it's time to target a different type of client. Something has to change. So the final part of this income forecasting process is to document your plan for how you are going to make the income you want by the end of the year. Now is the time to course correct while the year is still fairly young. 9 months still lie ahead, and there's time to do a lot of marketing that will still pay off in this year. So that is what I've got. Do a forecasting process right now. Figure out what you're going to earn and how you feel about it, and make your plan for getting to the income that you want in this year so that in December you're not freaking out about that number and you're happy and excited. Because you've made what you need to pay your bills to live the lifestyle that you want. That is what I want for you. And to just give you a little bit of accountability, I'm going to check back in with you this summer and see how this is going when we hit the first half of the year. See you then. Happy writing.